You found them, and they are ready to dialogue with you about what is keeping all of us from achieving our greatest desires. Join Christine and Deb as they help you in your quest to discover that you and your wildest dreams are possible. The time is now. Introducing Mission I Am Possible. This is your mission if you are ready to accept it.
More than possible, Christine.
Hi, everyone.
Right on.
More than possible.
Here we are. That's right. Number 28. I had to count. It took a while. That's a lot of them. Show number 28 with Mission I Am Possible. And how many ways? Apparently 28 ways that you can talk about it, right?
That's right.
And I think we could go on forever. But today, once again, we decided we were going to take it up yet another notch. This might qualify for more than just a notch. A couple more notches. And really, in the spirit of the 21-day challenge that we were very close to wrapping on last week, and actually we made it our wrap-up show because Valentine's Day was the wrap on the initial launch of the 21-day challenge. So congratulations to everyone who hung in there, and certainly continued congratulations as everyone else who has joined right within the 21-day challenge continues on their path.
So, that's right. There's been a couple who have reached out, and they're the last little stragglers that I'm allowing to be a part of my participation in the free flash readings. So you can continue to jump in and be a part of the challenge, but the flash readings are not a part of that package. And we'll launch it at some point again officially in that way, again, where I will participate with my gift. But we want you to participate with your gift. And that's the whole point of the challenge.
That's right. We definitely put it back in your lap as the do part of Think, Say, Do. And so many of you, and I know others that we haven't even heard from, rose to the challenge and are working in this direction to form a habit, right? A habit, a way of minding themselves and minding themselves and their thoughts mm-hmm. and their actions. And what they say, how they express that to people every day. So, again, congratulations to everyone who's doing the work and continues to do the work. In the spirit of that, we wanted to really push this show and talk about something that goes beyond the doing, but the consequences of not doing or kind of doing, right?
Yeah, it's a big topic. It's the opposite end of this work.
That's
and the
right.
consequences are quite real and tangible.
Yeah, so anyone who did go on to the site to see what today's show is about got a chance to read something and review something about the show today that is very close to me and many of my experiences and something personally that I've experienced and it has been wisdom that teachers of mine have shared with me. And it really is this idea that the killing of a spirit is murder nonetheless, right? You can be in a situation, you can be in a place where someone else, while they may not touch you, right, while nothing physically has happened to you, you haven't passed away, your spirit has been killed by their actions. And in doing so, you've allowed, right, you've opened yourself up for that situation. So the killing of a spirit is murder nonetheless. And with that said, we really wanted to focus on regrets that people have in not choosing themselves.
Right, right. So, well said.
We're going to focus on that today. Hey, before I get started, though, I want to give a couple shouts. First and foremost, I want to give a shout to Heather. Heather, my dear, I'm thinking about you, and I'm right there with you. So know that. Spent the weekend with Heather and her family and many, many friends. Very important time in my life, so I want to give her a shout. And then also, a big part of today and helping Christine and I focus on today was something that we received from a very close-knit group of friends that we have that we work with, you know, as we do our own excavating. And Linz, I wanted to give you a shout out on that because it was right on time for the work that we wanted to share, and we just really needed a vehicle to share that. So we will be getting into that as we go through the show.
Yeah.
It was right up front in our summary of what the show is going to be about, so you can't miss it. And essentially, it is this experience of what are those regrets as you reach the end of your life. Those things that because you didn't address them, because you weren't able to support yourself, understand who you are, and then live your life accordingly, make those choices, they turn into regrets. And Christine's going to talk about the shame that rolls, that pattern of
yep.
shame that supports that process. And I know to those who have listened to our show all the way along, shame is something that we address all the time.
Yeah.
It's kind of that consistent line. Right? That consistent line that works within the shows that we have. And certainly resistance is a big part of that, right? Understanding who your tribe is. And also this idea today that we'll talk about of knowing who it is that you can go to that will support the who you are without condition, right, without judgment.
Yeah.
Because those are the people that when you're in your deepest despair, your toughest moment, when you're faced with resistance and judgment, those are the people you want to go to because they will help you pick yourself up because you do need to get up. That's the point.
Mm-hmm.
So anyone sitting down and half listening right now, I'm going to tell you to get up. Anyone who's thinking this is not for them because you just can't do it, but you've got all these gifts and you wish you woulda, shoulda, coulda, get up. Now's the time. We're talking to you.
Mm-hmm. No, I don't have anything to say. You are on a roll, and I find it beautiful.
I'm trying to give you pauses.
Nope.
Because there are times when you just
bow your head and say, "Nope, I'm just that." There she goes, and okay. It's true. What you're saying is well said, and there's nothing I need to add.
Yeah, I'm excited for this show, and it certainly supports what we've promised you all along that you're going to receive from Christine and I. And from what we believe in, the possibility of you, which is that we're going to be bold, we're going to be truthful, and we're going to be free. And if this show doesn't represent that, I don't know what show will. So we're really excited about it. On that note, I do want to cover a couple other announcements and then talk about how this evening will roll. One of the big ones being that this is our second to last show, actually. At least where you will find us at this location. Christine and I are kind of taking a look at where we move from here. So many great things have happened. Great feedback from all of you. And certainly we can feel the energy. So we're not stopping the work. The work will just roll in another way and in different ways. And we'll let you know how to access that. And
really, our website at crescendo.com. We'll keep you updated at Crescendo.
Yeah. So really to find us, the best place to go is Crescendo, KRYSCHENDO.com. And then certainly at our Facebook page for any kind of back and forth conversation.
Right.
All right. Great. That's a big one. So for today, we're going to run through these top five regrets. We're going to talk about Bronnie Ware, who has posted this, right? And through her work in palliative care, has assembled this amazing book that in helping people prepare for and pass from this adventure to the next adventure, she's found some very significant themes in what that process looks like and certainly what these loving people that she's experienced that path with have expressed to her. And she's taken it to not only the learning that she's sharing in her book, but her own life and how significant that has been and how she makes choices in her own life.
Yeah. The piece that is, if somebody starts on their path and they're moving along their path, and her path happens to be taking care of the elderly and helping them pass palliative care, right? And in moving forward the data that she's been given, she first has the choice to equate it, to put it into her life experiences and the choices that she made, right? So it always starts individually with self first. And then from there, through years, it grew as she shared and she shared. And then finally somebody said, because the impact was so great.
That's right.
And she was shocked. But it starts with yourself, which is the whole point of our show. This is a great example of just live your life. And you will fall into that place where you're supposed to be that brings you joy and a purpose, a true feeling purpose of helping, of offering your gift to the world.
That's right. I'm going to take it a step farther. No, it's great. I'm going to take it a step farther and say it not only starts with you, the middle is you and the end is you. That's the point, right? We've talked about this work being an inside job and you can't look outside or external to blame or be defensive or to find an answer. It's all an inside job. And the question is, what's your right path for mining that information, at least where you sit right now? If awareness is your challenge and simply opening yourself up to say yes to this life, Start there. Say yes to this life. Yes to who you are. And the people will come. Surround yourself with the people that will support you in that space. They're there. They're waiting for you to say, okay, come on in. Right? I will let you in. In fact, I not only want to let you in, I need you in. And you'll realize over the consistency of staying determined in this place and persevering, because it will take perseverance, that you will find what you need and you will be that person that you know that you are. And you'll be able to say yes to all of it. Not some of it, not on Tuesdays, not every other week, right? Not when people aren't looking. You'll be able to say yes to that place. And I don't say this without compassion. I absolutely know it. I know this space. I understand it. So we wanted to go through that today. Really, this topic's never off the table, right?
Never.
At any point along your day. It's not even, I was going to say something fairly cliche, which is you just don't know. But the reality is every day is an opportunity to live your life or to form the path to a regret, something you wish you would have done that you waited till the next day, or you waited until the time was right, or you waited until you had more money, or you just couldn't do it. What's the great quote? Tell me what I can do, don't tell me what I can't do. And I think you need to hold yourself. In fact, I know, hold yourself to that. What can I do today to live my life?
And the other point to this is, and Deb and I were talking about this earlier, that even on the days that you don't feel good, you're being overcome with a feeling of sadness and despair, you got to get up. You absolutely have to get up. It's what Deb was saying. You've got to get up, because are you just going to move when you feel good?
That's
no.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, that's the point. It's not going to always feel good, right?
No.
It's going to hurt. It's going to have pain. People will hurt you, disappoint you, right? Turn their back on you. The people closest to you may not be able to be a part of your life at every step of the way. They just can't do it. And that's okay. That's more than okay. That's their path to walk.
And Deb, you know, throwing that back out to you, how do you handle that? Because that's a real, we promise to be truthful and free. So the reality of this is that when someone can't go with you because of how much you've changed and grown and expanded and whatever, right? And you know, well, this isn't their path and yada, yada, yada. How do you handle the feeling part of it? What do you do?
Yeah, you're asking me genuinely.
I am asking you genuinely because I've watched you go through some of these.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. There's always this sense of surprise. I have, Christine knows this well, I have this piece of optimism always in any situation with friends or people, even in people I just meet where I see and understand their potential. So there's always at first this little bit of shock, like, wow, didn't see that coming. How'd that happen, right? Or I did see that coming, but I really hoped that it wasn't going to play
something
itself
else.
Out.
You
right?
hope something else.
I hope that they would have made another choice, right? And really it's a choice for them, and that's not up to me. So with that said, I sit with it, and if I really am in a bad place, I seek out my own personal posse of teachers and mentors, right? And people that I know me well enough, and in fact, they love me so much, they're willing to tell me to get up. And they're willing to tick me off and, you know, make me angry. Make me sad and take me on. And those people flip me on a dime. Quite frankly, and I know who to reach out to, because I do have friends I could reach out to where misery will absolutely love company, and I will sit and spin and create a big hot mess.
And they'll say, oh, you're so right, and oh, you have been
wrong.
That should not, you were thrown under the bus, girl.
Yeah, go back to the spirit tracker. I'd be at the far end of where everything is, right? My initiative, my energy, my optimism. That's not where I want to sit. And I know that. So I first make the choice to get out of the space that I'm in. And in getting out, I can look at it far more objectively and understand what it is and the lesson that's there for me. And again, hold that person or that situation with great love and regard and thank it, frankly, for being the teacher.
And truthfully, you know, the reality of that is when you're in that space, you can yank yourself out, but you know how hard it's going to be. Deb's watched me be in this space too. And she's had to yank me out or give me the hand to say, you want me to pull you out of the mud pit? Oh, you take my hand or not? Right? Your choice. Take my hand or not. It is in the act of that moment where you know you will get to the other side of this, but it's so all-consuming.
That's right.
I mean, you literally can hardly breathe when you're in that space, right?
Right.
Even though 4 hours before or 2 days before, you were in bliss.
2 minutes.
Right?
Before.
And you know it's going to pass. You somewhere logically in your head, you actually understand this. But when you're feeling it,
Right.
I mean, you can't, you have got to, you know, find some Herculean strength to take that hand that's being offered. And it's just a hand. It's not, here, let me lift you up and clean you up. No, just let me help you get up. And now you're going to go clean yourself up.
Right.
I mean, it's hard. And it's real. It hurts.
Right.
You feel like you can't breathe.
And you only have a window where that hand exists, right? At the end of the day, even the people closest to you are not going to do it for you, and they're not going to wait. That's the other part of this, waiting for those to catch up or hold on or grab on because they want to draft off your energy. It's just not the way it works. The only person who's going to lose in that is you.
Yeah.
And also the person who needs to do the work. So good stuff. We're just getting started. I love it. So, hey, I always begin with the end in mind. So I am going to begin this segment and this going through these five sections and areas of understanding with this point that Bronnie puts in her book and certainly puts on her blog. And by the way, it's Bronnie Ware, BronnieWare.com. And I'll give you the full name of the book in a second. But she ends it with, and what I'm going to start with, life is a choice. It is your life. Choose consciously, choose wisely, choose honestly, choose happiness. So that's what we're focused on today. And that point is do this work, and the ultimate consequence and benefit you will find throughout your life, and certainly as you reconcile your life, right? As you go through the process of moving on to the next adventure that Bronnie Ware has done so well. In her book that we wanted to cover, The Top 5 Regrets of the Dying, A Life Transformed by the Dearly Departing. And the point here is that she spent a lot of time, which I'm sure and I know from everything she's written was amazing, people passing into right another space as they move on to that, as I said, next adventure, and seeing and understanding and talking with them about those things that they're working through, right, and or celebrating both.
Right, and I was incorrect, but it's not just the elderly. It's all ages that are going through the death process.
That's right.
Right.
That's
so
right.
So correction.
Right, and the point that we started the show with and the name, the topic of the show, is this idea that in killing your spirit or suppressing or repressing who you are, and being oppressed in any environment, society, culture, it is its own killing of a spirit. There are regrets that are made up in that situation and yeah. Something for you to think about because it is its own personal suicide, right? Individual suicide of the spirit, suppressing it, so taking it down so far, stuffing it, that you find yourself in a place that Christine talks about of shame, right? In a situation of shame where you feel like you're not accepted, where judgment is abundant.
Oh, yeah. And I will quickly say this because there's not a lot more to it. It's pretty simple. You're raised in an environment, wherever you are, that has specific ways of being that are acceptable. And if you step outside of those lines, you're shamed either completely out of the tribe or you alter your behavior of self in order to have that, okay, you're okay. You know, you're now accepted. So shame is used to bring you in to be a certain way. And then shame is also used by yourself at the moment of transitioning through the death transition, which we're sharing with you as we go through this list.
From Bronnie's experience.
The shame you right. feel for not having the courage to stand up for yourself.
Right.
I will add through time through our history, if you are a history buff, which I happen to be, those rules of what was acceptable in society has changed.
They continue to change.
And they will continue to change. And you know why we're here? You know we want to be an aggregate of information. You know we want to be that hand that's going to help get you up and get you moving. So shame is on both ends of the spectrum to keep you in line, and self-generated shame when you are looking back on your life and what you did and you didn't do.
That's right. So the first point, and Bronnie talks about this being by far the most common, is this idea of, I wish I had had the courage to live a life true to myself, not the life others expected of me. And it's really, she talks a lot about being this honoring of self, right? Honoring your gifts, honoring your uniqueness, who you are and all your quirks. It's exactly who you're supposed to be and what you're supposed to bring into the here and now. And in that honoring, you can show up and be present every day.
Yep.
And that's part of our Just Say Yes that we started as we rolled into 2012. And this idea of showing up in your life, if you can simply wake up and show up in your life and be who you're supposed to be, know what that is, do the work, know what that is, remember, and then make the choices that support that, keep you in that space, because you're never going to make everyone else feel good and accept you and bring you into the...
It's
just not possible.
It
right.
actually doesn't, because if they aren't functioning from their authentic voice, you know, it's just a bottomless pit,
right.
ocean that you're trying to drop this little bits of water in every, you know, just give it up.
Right.
Not worth it.
Right. And another point that she adds, and I think it's true across the board, is really in honoring yourself, honor your health. Because at the point that your health starts to fail you, it's too late. That is the greatest freedom that we have. That freedom of expression that we've talked about in the last several weeks is highly dependent and 100% dependent, actually, on your health. Freedom of expression and your health.
Yep.
Great. And number two, I wish I didn't work so hard. We've talked about this a lot. If I had another day to live, would I go to work? Probably not.
Yeah.
Right? It's know how you're spending your time, what you're doing in
balance.
It, and what you're willing to do for it. Is there a paycheck that is worth killing your spirit, letting it go, and saying, you know, I'll play by these rules even though they're not what supports me?
Right.
So
that's pretty simple, right?
Yeah, and for right now, I'm giving a shout to the parents and kids who are listening, teenagers. As you're forming what you want to do with your life, think really hard about those things that you want to do so bad you don't have to look at the clock. You're not thinking about lunch or when the next break is. And you're certainly not thinking about what others expect of you. Because those types of decisions are decisions that are made in a way that you can scale, that you can make real in your life and support who you are.
And if you haven't been in a space where you've been doing this authentic self work, excavating work, now's a great time to do it. And make sure your voice is front and center, and you're the one that's holding the energetic field all by yourself, and nobody else is in your energetic field except for you.
Right.
Yeah.
And the other half of that is parents. Think about this. Encourage your children, those who look up to you for your advice, to find what it is they want to do because of who they are and what they love and what their gifts are.
And make sure you get out of their heads. You can't make those decisions for your kids. And if you do, you're going to be causing some messes because they love you and they want to please you. Get out of their heads. Get out of their energetic fields when you have this conversation with them. Send them source energy and let them speak and let them know what it is they're here to do. You want them to be happy. You want them to be fulfilled and just excited about living.
And remember, I know your parents. I get it. You're really important. It's still an inside job. It means it's not your job, it's theirs. And right. You're put in their path to teach them to go inside and know what that is and empower them to make those decisions. Help them with the decision process, not the decision.
Right.
So number three, Christine, I think is tied very much to number one, but I wish I'd had the courage to express my feelings. A feeling that you just have to stuff inside because you're afraid of somebody's reaction. If you're afraid of their reaction, then think long and hard about your relationship with them.
Yeah, I know every single one of these points. I'm just going to say we have covered this in all our shows because I could. I'm hesitating on how far down this rabbit hole I want to go with the And Sam saying, "Yeah, in 5 minutes." But if you know what your feelings are, if you know that they're yours, and you know your own voice, and you know someone is trying to suppress who you are, you have a decision to make. You're in the wrong space. You need to really spend some time with yourself and then move on out. It pretty much says it all. I'd wish I'd had the courage to express my feelings. And it could also be feelings of love and gratitude and appreciation for those in your life, right?
Right.
Where you should have said, "I'm sorry." You should have said, "You know what? I was wrong." You should have. There's a lot more in that, too.
That's
in
right.
Your feelings.
That's yeah. right. And I think for the person who's in these important relationships, think about what your reactions are and why they are. You may know that it's something at a deeper level, but that doesn't mean that the people around you that you love and you know hold you don't understand it. So do the work,
yeah.
right? That helps you mine your way through it.
Yeah.
Okay, number four, I wish I had stayed in touch with my friends. I think this is really important. And Ronnie mentions that while financial matters are important and all of these details, what really matters, as she witnessed people going through this process, was the love of the people they had around them and the connections and reconnecting and making those connections. So to the extent that all that other paperwork and the business of your life is important, yes, 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 not at the cost of your, those yeah. around you that are part of your inner circle,
yeah.
right? Are part of your true posse, those that want to be close to you. Shutting them out is something that you will come back to and try to reconnect. And frankly, it just becomes something that's too late.
Busy, 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 don't have time. Well, you make time. You make time for yourself. You make time for your friends.
That's right.
Balance.
Right. right?
I think they are the ones that feed and nurture your soul.
That's right. I think balance is a really good point. We started this out about the spirit. The point was your spirit, the life that you live in energy, not in a physical form, right?
Yeah,
and
right,
what
right.
feeds your energy, not what feeds your physical form, right? Big house, all the cars, the boat, the vacation home, all of that. What feeds your soul? If that feeds your soul, by all means, go at it. I can tell you there's some toys that feed my soul. Absolutely. And Christine knows that. I have toys on my list that I know will feed my soul. So, and those are the ones I prioritize. And there just simply aren't that many, right? And those are the ones that bring the things I love, the people, actually, the situations that I love, brings them together. So the last point, I wish that I had let myself be happier. Christine, you got this one?
I do. I think that in one of the shows we talked about, you know, what are the things you really need to be nervous about that you spend your time thinking about? There's like almost nothing. And then we worry, 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 worry. We worry about ourselves. We worry about other people. We worry about our animals. We worry about our jobs. We worry, worry, worry. If you simply use the eject and replace exercise, cancel, 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 I send you love or I send you abundance or whatever, and you just stop that worry, 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 worry. It's exhausting thinking about it, and then you cheesecloth everything. Get out. Let yourself be happy. Go for a walk.
Right.
Go enjoy the cup of coffee with your friend. It's a choice, but it's also stop the panic, worry, and all this stuff, right?
Right.
And that's really what our work is about. Stop the noise.
That's right.
This world is noisy. It's frenetic and it's cacophonous.
That's right.
You can stop it.
And what Bronnie talks about on this one is what others think of you is a long way from your mind as you begin the pathway to your next adventure. And the point is, how wonderful to be able to let go and smile. That's the choice you get to make.
Yep.
So with this, I'm going to begin with the end that I started with. Life is a choice. It is your life. Choose consciously, wisely, honestly. Choose happiness.
Yes. And everyone, we love you. Lindsay, thank you for the help with getting the topic right in our laps. We love you. And Heather, big, big squeeze, my dear.
Right on.
I'm looking forward to talking to you, honey bun. And on that, everyone, namaste.
You've been listening to Mission I Am Possible with your hosts, Christine and Deb. Visit them on their website at www.crescendo.com. That's Crescendo, K-R-Y-S-C-H-E-N-D-O.com.